President Joe Biden is calling for a renewal of monthly government payouts to families, noting its success at reducing chaos and riots. Oh, whoops, I mean child poverty. Biden suddenly is worried about reducing child poverty. He has no problem with adult poverty. That child tax credit was really helpful, and we got to get that renewed, Biden said Sunday during a visit to PhilAbundance, a hunger relief organization in Philadelphia. Perhaps our definition of child tax credit is different than his. You get a small check in the mail for a couple hundred dollars per child. When Joe gets a child tax credit in the mail for Hunter, it's millions of dollars. It would be worse if it wasn't true. Biden and First Lady Jill Biden volunteered Sunday at the organization to help pack boxes of food for the needy. Oh, he's a real giver, this guy. The president spoke through his mask as he put large bags of carrots into boxes of food on a moving conveyor belt. He thought he was in the White House kitchen. During his conversation with volunteers, Biden said he had one complaint about his life, that he's shitting his pants. Noting that the monthly government payments to families had not been renewed. That's the regret you have in your life? Not the fact that your kid is a fucking crack addict, psychopath, maniac, deadbeat dad, criminal?
You're garbage for letting us all go down the drain.
You're garbage for letting your kids go down the drain too, buddy. We're not even going to get into the grandkids, huh? Aunts and uncles and the nieces and nephews. What a fucking pack. Your one regret about your life. I mean, it's insane. Like, this is obviously a political setup. This was a political stunt. He's supposed to say, I have one complaint about his life, about my life. You know, it's that monthly government payment to families had not been renewed. We got to get it back. That's not a setup. Get the fuck out of here. You know, I don't want to bring up old wounds, but his wife passed away and his daughter in a car accident. Wouldn't that be one complaint about his life? If you have one complaint about your life, wouldn't that be it? You lost your first wife and your daughter, for God's sakes, and your son survived the car crash. They had to live with that. Right? And you're off banging some chick. Whoa, wait a second. You're not supposed to say that. That would be the regret I had. If I was, you thought I was going to get all serious on you, huh? Let's slow it down. Let's take it back a little bit. It's true, though. It's true. Everybody around here knows it. Okay, where he was at the time, but it's he was doing America's work. Dun dun dun, Super Joe. Wouldn't that be your fucking regret? No, not when you're setting up some political stunt. You go down to the, let's take Joe down to the soup kitchen with Jill. Make sure she wears one of her Motel 6 bedspreads so she can fit in. In case we end up in some government housing, she'll look like she's wearing a camouflage dress if she's taking, pictures are taken of her in front of the, the curtains. You won't even see Jill. It'll just like a head sticking out of the wall. And we'll go down to the soup kitchen. And just out of nowhere, Joe will say the biggest disappointment of his life is not paying kids and renewing the government stipend for children. Oh, okay. That's your pay. Also, his son, Bo, died of cancer. That's not a big regret. I mean, these people are unhinged. For us to sit here and believe this piss-poor, off Broadway play. At this point, it's a production in an alley. The monthly payments to families began in July
sending parents as much as $300 per child every month as part of Biden's temporary boost to the child tax credit passed in the American Rescue Plan last year. Oh, I smell another scheme coming.
We need to pay the kids. They're going to go poor. And we need $3 trillion to send kids $300 a month.
Yeah. Can you smell it coming? We got a little Frank Sinatra singing. And the name of the song is Lonely Town. This is the song that plays in Joe Biden's head. The tax credit was sent to parents even if they did not make any income. Well, that's nice. I like how they say it's a tax credit. It's a fucking bribe so people won't snap. Monthly payments were sent to families without a work requirement, earning criticism from even Democrats, including Senator Joe Manchin. I wonder if Fauci got any child tax credits. Did they go by size? Anyway, gang,
extension of the tax credit was part of Biden's Build Back Better agenda.
Fuck out of here. Let's look at this. If you want to make, this is the scheme. He's in a soup kitchen because he's a giver. He's a real giver. He hates black people, so let's take him to Philly. To fill abundance. It's all brothers down there and all sisters. I would be sweating it out if I worked for the White House. That he would drop an N-word like he does at home. He does it all the time. I'd say, Jesus Christ. If this guy on a mic drops the N-word, it's really over. I mean, it's already over, right? We know here he's a racist. We've been telling our people he's a flaming racist. But beyond that, he's a terrible president. He says that George Floyd is more important than Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This idiot doesn't know the difference between Martin Luther King and Don King. But that's neither here nor there. He's a terrible individual, a terrible human being, a terrible president, a terrible dad, a terrible husband, etc. He's just a bad fucking person. So let's take him to the hood and we'll have him pull this publicity stunt in the hood. And then we'll try somehow to shoehorn a $1.6, a $1.7, a $1.8 trillion program. That's what it would cost to make the child tax program permanent. That's the play. That's the fucking play. Biden and Vice President Kamala heels up Harris, repeatedly cited the expanded tax credit as one of the greatest successes in their first year of office. Giving money away to people, many people who don't deserve it and don't need it. That's one of the biggest accomplishments. Taking the money from people who do need the money. That's not seen as a detraction from their administration. But giving it to people that don't need it, that's seen as a major feather in their cap. Here we go. He's at the soup kitchen, right? Why don't you concentrate on feeding fucking hungry people and consoling them? And part of the reason they're downtrodden, many who are homeless, maybe they lost their home under you, asshole. And your stupid fucking policies and Obama's policies and or Trump's policies. See? It doesn't fucking matter. That's all the same assholes in D.C. I told you that. Maybe console them. Say, hey, I'm sorry I'm such a fucking loser and a flunky. I'm sorry I may have cost you your home with this COVID scam. No. You can't even help out fucking people in need without pulling a political fucking stunt. And what does he say to the people? They have nothing. They're fill abundance because they have nothing. Is this part of...
And we're doing a... We're doing... Joe stumping all the homeless shelters.
Hey, what's going on, Philly? I love you guys out there. Thank you. Yeah, this shelter's a real shithole. Wow.
Where's
How many guys are from Philadelphia out there? Yeah. Yeah, well, who fucking cares anyway? That's pretty basically it, right? So he goes down there. You know what he tells the people? Not that, hey, man, you get back on your feet. It's cool. We'll help you out. Let me get you some meat. Let me get you a fucking sandwich. Let's shoot the shit. I'm a regular guy, right? Let's shoot the shit. I've been down before, right? You can make up some bullshit. He makes up bullshit all the time. You know, my book, if you make something up to try to pick somebody up, it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. Not him. Listen to this fucking asshole. Biden called on people to put pressure on senators to get the child tax credit renewed. They don't realize that it literally did reduce child poverty by 40%. Based on what stats? Where? And he's fucking out of his tree. On another note, Biden revealed to volunteers during the event that one of his favorite foods is pasta with red sauce. I'm also a big peanut butter and jelly guy. Banging my head on the mic. They kid me. You're president of the United States. Why do you want peanut butter and jelly?
Cash ain't nothing but trash.
What a perfectly timed song.
Here we go.
Peanut butter and fucking jelly.
Yeah, you may have heard about the gangster love and the space cowboy, but I'm going to whip a cat on you right now. He's had more trouble, trials, and tribulations. One, two, three, hey! Yeah, it's all right. Look at here. I was walking down the main track one night. I met a fine chick, she was built just right. She stopped the wind, I flashed.
You can't make it up. It's insane. Hey, how's everybody doing at the home here? The homeless shelter, you all right? Bet you guys are hungry out here, right? Woo! Who out there wants a free meal, huh? Yeah, I hear you. That's why we're here. Hey, I bet you guys are hungry on a regular basis. You probably didn't know this anyway, but... I'm a big pasta and red sauce guy, man. Anybody out there like pasta and red sauce? No? You, buddy, you look pretty emaciated. What about peanut butter and jelly? You know, there's protein in peanut butter and jelly. You like, did you get a regular sandwich, buddy, you know? Anyway, gang. I have to... 10 more homeless shelters on my list here to try to work the crowd. Jesus Christ. What a fucking train wreck. Talking about he's a fucking pasta and red sauce guy. And he likes peanut butter and fucking jelly sandwiches. And he's at a homeless shelter. Jesus Christ. Tone deaf asshole. Headline. Poll shows Democratic voters want measures against the unvaccinated. Editors have written a note. Is this how brainwashed half the country is? Or are polls like these designed to stir up false conflict and nudge more people toward the vaccine?
Oh, I'm so scared of the vaccinated. What are they going to do to me? Oh, I wonder. Excuse me, sir. Are you unvaccinated?
Keep fucking. Tell your fucking story walking, buddy. A new poll from Heartland Institute and Rasmussen reports. It surveyed over 1,000 U.S. likely voters on January 5th. The eye-opening poll detailed the lengths to which a large swath of cementhead Democratic voters would go to punish fellow Americans for being unvaccinated against COVID-19. Yeah, these guys. 60 Minutes doesn't have to do a fucking special. Half of the country would rat out Anne Frank. I'll tell you that right fucking now.
She's living upstairs and she's hiding so her family won't be killed. I think she's Jewish. Get her. Get her. With my reward.
The survey found that Republican and Democrat voters have completely polar opposite opinions of Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical hack, advisor, President Joe Biden. The poll noted that 75% of the likely Democratic voters had a favorable view of Fauci versus only 21% of Republicans and 38% of unaffiliated voters. That just proves that these people are fucking stupid. Everything Fauci has done, the people he fucking wiped out with AZT, AIDS and HIV, he's been on a death march for 50 years. He makes fucking Sherman look like he started a campfire in the Civil War. Sherman's march to the sea like a fucking scout picnic compared to this killer. David Berkowitz's dog won't even talk to Fauci. He's out of his league. It's not a joke. How could you have a brain and not just do basic research that this guy is a fucking killer? He's a killer. He's a liar. He's a killer. It's everything that's wrong about a human being. And 75% of these idiots have a favorable view of Fauci. They're fucking stupid. It's as simple as that. It has nothing to do with politics. These are stupid, lazy fucking people. And one of the challenges is that their vote is, their uneducated vote is worth the same as an educated vote. And that's why we're in the fucking mess we're in. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. How could 75% of any group, have a positive view of Fauci? That is fucking stunning. Stunning. 48% of Democrats believe that the government should fine and even imprison anyone who questions the COVID-19 vaccine's efficacy on social media, television, radio, and publications. Like I said, 60 Minutes doesn't have to do a special on who ratted out Anne Frank. Just pull any one of these fucking nitwits aside and question them, and they'll wow you with their intelligence. They'll just blow you away with how fucking stupid they are. You could build a house on their stupidity. Only 14% of Republicans and 18% of independent voters say there should be criminal punishments for criticizing the vaccines. 14% and 18%? Fucking morons, too. They don't even understand free speech. They're criticizing the very fabric of the country that gives them their rights to even criticize people. Should we do a poll on the people who criticize, the people who are for imprisoning people and who are for fining people who talk against COVID-19 vaccines' efficacy on social media by spreading the truth? Perhaps we should do a poll to see if we should lock them the fuck up or stuff them in a white van. Where does this end? You're dealing with people who are ignorant. And anytime you deal with folks who are ignorant, and the most amazing thing is they don't even want to hear. You can't even talk to these people. You can't break through to these people. You can say, hey, this fucking guy killed a lot of gay people, gay men in the 80s. And a lot of other straight males, straight women in the 80s. The HIV AIDS. I didn't hear anything about that. Are you making that up? Yeah, I'm making it up. What is that doing that? Del Shannon, Runaway. Let's hear the song properly. This is what's happened to these people's brains. They've run away. Of course, AIDS and HIV was just a warm-up to what this asshole has done now globally. Funding biological fucking weapons that have been waged against the world. Hey, this is how you know it's all bullshit. World leaders, you should be in the fucking face of the United States and of China wanting some answers on what went wrong here. Oh, no, you're all in on it. You're complicit through your silence. This is how you know it's bullshit. And people make comparisons to Nazi Germany and what's going on now here. It's worse than that. It's much worse than that because it's the whole fucking world is in on this scheme. That's how crazy it is. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's been proven time and time and time and time and time and time and time. Fuck. Every time I say something, every time we do something, it's proven, it's proven, it's proven. And people still out there.
I like Dr. Fauci. I think he's the sexiest guy in the world. He's such a... Let's give him some awards.
People giving him awards for being a fucking top doctor. If I had a piece of sheetrock now, I'd break it over my head, karate style. Fucking, I don't need Mr. Miyagi. And go Cobra Kai on somebody's ass. John Creed style. Sweep the fucking leg. You can't even sweep Fauci's leg. He's like a little kid. It would be like Kramer at karate class, dominating the dojo with a bunch of midgets. Listen to this insanity. 47% of Democratic voters favor a government tracking program for anyone who is unvaccinated. There are 66% of all voters who are against governments utilizing digital devices to track people during the COVID-19 pandemic. Don't you fucking understand, you dumb... Some words I can't say on here. Yet. I might let one slip. You never know. The people...
So anyone who's not vaccinated, should the government track them? Are you for that?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
Did you ever think that after that happens, they'll be tracking you?
Tracking me for what? Oh, that's preposterous. Oh, they can track these reprobates. But how dare them track me? You don't fucking understand. That's how it works. You let these assholes in the door, you never get rid of them. It's like Clinton at a slumber party. 55% of Democrats are in favor of government fining Americans who don't get the vaccine. And 19% of Republicans. These are idiots. These are fucking morons who don't understand how this country was built, why it was built, how it was formed. And by the way, we might have to get back to basics. 1700 style. 55% of Democrats in favor of the government finding Americans who do not get the COVID-19 vaccine compared to 19% of Republicans. 100% of those folks might end up like the 1700s, the fucking pitchfork through their neck. Anyway, gang. Listen to this insanity. 29% of Democratic voters support removing children out of the custody of unvaccinated parents, while 7% of Republicans are in favor of this punitive measure. Those 29% of Democratic voters should be fucking... I'd like to see their kids. I'd like to see the houses they're running, the kids that they're raising. Let me tell you what they look like. They look like Hunter Biden, naked on video smoking a crack pipe. That's what the 29% of those Democratic voters, that's what their kids look like. Their kids are fucking menaces. Because if you think like that, your kids are fucked up. Plain and simple. That is messed up. That has nothing to do with America whatsoever. But these folks think it's okay because you're in Club Science and you were too fucking stupid to do your research. You think Fauci's on your side? Oh, keep lining up for jabs. What's that? I can't hear you because you're fucking dead. It went awful quiet. How many of you... They should go back. They should double back and see how many of these people are dead in the next survey. 45% of the 70% of Democrats who supported Dr. Fauci couldn't be reached for comment. We don't know what happened to them.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
The government. The government's going to save you. Are you people fucking stupid? You don't even need to know recent history and understand. It's as recent as the 1980s. The government doesn't help you in times of emergencies. It fucks you. It creates emergencies in order to fuck you. Where do these people come from? And more importantly, why are they fucking up my life and your life? ...45% of Democrats are calling for the government to round up citizens who are not vaccinated against COVID-19 and force them into designated facilities. Yeah, that worked well in the Revolutionary War when the English tried it. Yeah. Listen to these idiots. These are some fucking cement. This should be called cement heads, the survey. Among voters who have a very favorable opinion of President Biden. What? Are these people stowaways on fucking Bezos's rocket? They've been blasting in and out of space. 51% are in favor of putting unvaccinated Americans in designated facilities. The proposal to require unvaccinated people to be put into special camps is opposed by 71% of all voters and 95% of voters who have a very unfavorable impression of Biden. Who at this point has a favorable impression of Biden? Except his hillbilly family, because they're on the gravy train, the kickback gravy train, and nobody can get fucking indicted. My God, we are fucked. We are fucked. You know why? Because these people are an anchor, man. I don't care whether you're a Democrat or what, you know, they break it down into categories. You're either a fucking communist. These aren't. They're calling these people Democrats. They're registered Democrats, okay? They're communists. Not all registered Democrats are communists. The people who favor this kind of stuff are communists. There's just not a designated communist party that people would feel comfortable registering as. But if it was okay, they would register as communists. What they're proposing is communism. It's insane. It's completely insane. It's so fucking foreign to anybody who understands the kind. If it doesn't make you angry to some extent, bewildered or frightened, then you're in the wrong fucking place, man. You're in the wrong place. And therein lies the struggle. These people are a fucking anchor around your neck, and you're trying to survive and tread water with these anchors that are willing to put you down and frank your ass at any minute. It's the rat squad. This country is a country of rats. A country of turncoats. A country of carpetbaggers. A country of scumbags and gutter snipes who do you in because they don't agree with how you're living your life. Why don't you just allow people to live their fucking life? I allow you guys to live your life. You can be like that if you want to be like that. That's cool. I don't agree with it. But I think you have the right to feel that way. And I have the right to mock you as fucking insane and psychopaths and dangerous people. See how that's a give and take, right? But no, only they have the right. Only they have the right to tear down posters and stuff you in a fucking camp. Who do you think's going to pay the bills when the other 50% gets stuffed in a camp? You'll be in the camp next to us when they seize your home and sell it to fucking BlackRock, etc. It's insane. There's a thing my dad used to say, don't shit where you eat. It makes a lot of sense. In other words, don't fucking bite the hand that feeds you. And certainly don't put the don't put the hand that feeds you in a detention camp or you might not get fed anymore. You understand? You fucking dumb motherfucker.